Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Just when you think you have Jesus all figured out, he surprises you. He walks on water, he does this and that, he tells parables. The parables where the son that tells his father to drop dead gets an inheritance. Where a Samaritan, somebody nobody wants to be around, he's the kind person that helps the people that are hurt on the path. And today he tells this parable which seems so confusing. A story that is about God's fairness, God's justice, God's judgment. It's the story that says surprising things about God and about us. You just heard the parable, so I'm not going to tell you again. But it doesn't seem fair that a guy who worked from the crack of dawn, 6 o'clock in the morning, to 6 o'clock in the evening, gets the same pay as somebody comes in the cool of the day at 5 o'clock and only works an hour. It's not fair. And the owner's response is, am I not allowed to do what I want with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous? And Jesus concludes, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Well, that kind of response from the owner obviously didn't satisfy the workers, especially those who worked 12 hours. They start grumbling because they felt it wasn't fair. But you know, the owner was right. He gave them exactly what he promised. And they received exactly what they agreed to. And then the owner gets into the real issue. He's saying, are you envious because I'm so generous? So the ones who worked all day got angry, of course. How do you feel about that? It wasn't fair. But remember, everyone did get what the owner promised. Now, was that fair? Well, I hate to tell you, but sometimes life's not fair. Huh? Not fair sometimes. I mean, I still get upset when I think about it. When I was in high school, we started to learn the German language. Mrs. Jackie Weisbaker was my German teacher. I was in junior high and junior in high school. And I said, you know, there's a Latin club, and there's a Spanish club, and there's a French club. Why can't we have a German club? She said, that's great, Fred. Work on it. So I got all the different constitutions, and I looked at them, and I pulled together something for our German club, and I worked hard. I got people interested, and we started a German club. And then we voted for the officers. So I thought I was a shoo-in for president. But no, Tony Laritz became president of the German club. Now, I like Tony Laritz, he's a nice guy, but he's Italian. He could be president of the Latin club, not the German club. And I was really ticked off. I did all that work, and it was over 50 years ago, and it still bothers me, you know? Well, the next year, I was elected president. By default, nobody else wanted it, so yeah, I got it. But life's not fair, is it? I mean, thankfully, Andrew saved me on Friday when we had pre-baptismal counseling, because there were all these kids. We had like 5 kids there. I was going to give them kisses from God, but it's only 3 Hershey kisses. And Andrew said, no, not a good idea, you know, because it's 3 got and 2 didn't. They wouldn't think that was fair. And you know something? God's not fair either. And while we may still be upset about in our lives how we were treated at times unfairly, we should rejoice that God is unfair. Think about it. Think about it. If God gave you what you deserved, if God gave me what I deserved, well, that's scary. But instead, what happened? Jesus Christ took what we deserved upon him. He took our anger, our jealousy, our pettiness, our wanting to have revenge. He took that all upon himself on the cross. And he gave us God's love and grace and mercy and forgiveness. Thank God, God's not fair. At the heart of this story is the heart of the Bible, is a God that is so unfairly generous, so unfairly kind, so unfairly full of amazing grace, it's hard to fathom, more than we deserve. Thank God, God's so generous. You know, I think if we see God this generous, then in the story, we might see Jesus is trying to help us grow ourselves in generosity, just like the owner of the vineyard. And hopefully someday, and I'm not there yet either, but get to a point where we can rejoice that the ones that worked 1 hour got the same pay as I did. They got a daily wage. You know, there's a story told by the old rabbis. It's a beautiful parable about a man who had two sons. And as soon as they were like these guys' age, they could start walking, he had them go into his fields, and he taught them how to grow crops. He taught them how to take care of the animals. And they were good boys, and they learned the trade. And as the father got older, they took over more and more responsibilities. And finally, the father died. And those brothers got along so well that they kept sharing half and half of the produce they had. The older brother was a bachelor. He never got married. The younger brother got married and had 8 beautiful children. And one night, as the older brother was sleeping, he woke up and he said to himself, "My brother has 10 mouths to feed. I only have one mouth to feed. He really needs more of this harvest than I do. But I know that he is much too fair to negotiate. I know what I'll do. In the dead of night, when he's asleep, I'll sneak over and take some of my produce and secretly put it in his barn to help him." About the same time, the younger brother was thinking, "You know," he said, "my younger brother doesn't have what I have. My God's given me a beautiful wife, 8 beautiful children, and when I get older, they're going to help take care of me. But he only has himself. I know what I'll do. I'll take some of the produce from my barn, and the night when he's asleep, I'll sneak over and put it in his barn." And that night there was a full moon, and you can guess what happened. The two brothers met each other, and they saw the generosity in a mission of love. And the old rabbi said that there wasn't a cloud in the sky that night, but a gentle rain began to fall. For God wept with joy that 2 of his children got the point. 2 of his children had come to realize that generosity is the deepest characteristic of the holy. Generosity is the deepest characteristic of the holy. We are made in God's image and likeness, and God loves us. He loves us more than we ever deserve. Thank God. Thank God for his amazing grace. Thank God, when we know this in our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit, all we can say is thank you and open our hearts and open our lives to each other. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.